Hockey and Bemidji certainly go hand in hand. It's what we are. It's who we are.
On January 26, 1947, Bemidji State played their first ever men's hockey game. They played that game in the old Bemidji Arena, a building that has long been demolished. Demolished because the roof caved in. When the roof collapsed, so did BSU's chances of playing Division I hockey.
John Emkovic, who played for the Beavers in the late 40s, he told me just a few years ago, something I did not know, that Fido Purpert, from the he was coach of the University of North Dakota at the time, had come to Bemidji on more than one occasion to encourage BSU to play. Because we had an indoor rink. Mind you, it was god-awful from what I understand. But it was indoors. What if that had happened? Now, what happened to make that event never happen was this. One, the roof caved in on the hockey program in 1950. And the second was, Bemidji State was scheduled to play Michigan Tech University. And it had, the game had to be canceled. Two things happened. One, the darn roof fell in, but that happened after. The first event was Michigan Tech's bus returning from East Lansing, Michigan, got into an accident, and I believe three players were killed. And so the game that was scheduled with BSU and Michigan Tech was canceled. Then the roof falls in, and we're in limbo until 1959.
And so as these years roll on, I always come back to where I belong, my hometown life.
Without a home, BSU folded its hockey program until 1960. Vic Weber was the coach. They played games outside on Lake Bemidji. R.H. Bob Peters entered in 1966, playing one more outdoor season while the John Glass Fieldhouse was being built. The John Glass Fieldhouse cemented BSU's history with the game.
When the John Glass Fieldhouse was built in 1967, 68, that was actually, that facility was one of the top facilities in the West. And people would hear me say that, they look at me like I had, you know, 10 heads, you know, but that was one of the top facilities in the West, in the West at that particular time. You talked to Coach Peters about that. You know, the Quonset Hut was at in Grand Forks at that particular time. You know, the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. There was an airport hangar, basically, facility in Denver. And actually, the crown jewel of all the rinks at that particular time was the Duluth Arena. The old Duluth Arena was built in like 65, 66, and that was the crown jewel in the West. So it's just amazing how things have evolved, Schultz, is what I'm getting at. You're talking about the what-ifs, but at that time, too, when we built the glass, that was one of the top facilities. It really was.
In April of 1998, it was decided that BSU would add women's hockey, adding yet another chapter to the long hockey history of this town and this university.
This isn't going to be the only time that Bemidji is going to be, you know, to host it, certainly probably in my tenure as a coach. So we want to embrace the uniqueness of the event. We're certainly going to try to get as many players involved as we can that rules allow, and just embrace it and really enjoy it.
By playing as a part of Hockey Day Minnesota, we get to tell our story to the state, to the region, and to the hockey world. We are hockey. Hockey was, is, and always will be a part of our history.
Bemidji is in the spotlight. Hockey Day in Minnesota weekend. The Beavers playing outdoor hockey, just like they did all those years ago. Pre-game show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.